Cincinnati Shakespeare Company is all grown up, starting its 21st season of presenting classic plays. As its name suggests, the majority of its productions are by William Shakespeare, but they also offer literary adaptations and contemporary classics. Edmond Rostand's Cyrano de Bergerac falls into that latter category, and it's the show that opened the season for Cincy Shakes on September 11th. With me to discuss the production is actor Jeremy Dubin, who's starring as the daring French swordsman and brilliant poet. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
Good to have you here. I wonder if you could give us a quick sketch of the story, just for people who may not know who the heck Cyrano is.
Sure. It's a wonderful story that I love so much. We're in sort of mid-1600s France, Paris, the era of the Three Musketeers and Cardinal Richelieu and all that. Cyrano de Bergerac is renowned through the city for many things. He is an accomplished poet, writer, musician, philosopher. He's also one of the deadliest blades in all of the city. But probably what he's most known for is his gargantuan nose, which he is very sensitive about. And should anyone make fun of said nose, he takes that famous blade of his and cuts them down.
Literally and metaphorically.
Literally and metaphorically, yes. Gives him a tongue lashing, then a blade lashing.
Yes.
Early on in the play, we find out that he is in love with this woman named Roxanne, one of the most beautiful, sought-after women in all the city. She's actually his cousin, which sounds creepy these days. It's a different time.
A distant cousin.
A distant cousin, yeah, I'll say that. So they've known each other all their lives, and he's been deeply in love with her, but has never said anything. Because of this gigantic nose of his, he feels that he's completely unworthy of love. There's no way that such a beautiful woman could ever love him. When she summons him early on for a private conversation, he actually starts to get his hopes up a little bit, and maybe this is it, maybe she actually loves me. And she confides in him that she is in fact in love, but it is not with him. It is with this handsome young soldier named Christian who's just arrived in Paris. She's never spoken to him, only seen him, but he's so beautiful that she's fallen desperately in love with him. And would Cyrano please do her the favor to approach Christian and ask him to write to her? And Cyrano is, of course, crushed and heartbroken. But he loves this woman and wants her to be happy. And so says, of course, I'll
and
do
he's
this.
For years dreamed of the words that he might say to her. And
yes.
This provides him with that opportunity.
Yeah.
One of the things I read about it called it a heroic comedy. Hmm. And I think that's a nice way to describe it because it sort of captures there is drama in it. Hmm. It is a romance,
yes.
But there's humor in it, too.
Absolutely.
So I wonder if you could talk a little bit more. Have you done any research? This is based on a real human being.
It is.
But it is romanticized, perhaps we should say.
Very much so, yeah. It's very loosely based on this real character, Cyrano de Bergerac, who was a soldier and a writer who did have a pretty sizable nose. But the actual plot, as far as the love story, that's entirely a creation of Rostand.
He is often described as a character with panache. And that's a useful word for us to touch on momentarily here, because in the original French, the word panache plays into the show. Tell us how that is part of it.
At first, this was interesting to learn that this is actually the play that introduced that word to the English language. And literally, it means the plume on your hat. And he does have this, they talk about, you know, in addition to his nose, he has this hat with this triple waving plume, this gigantic sort of ostentatious plume. He refers to it as his panache, but that comes to take a greater significance. It's the idea of pride, of style, of scorn of your enemies, of living uncompromised. And it's sort of the thing that he holds on to and he's most proud of is his panache.
It is sort of the distillation of who he is in many ways. You've been part of Cincy Shakes acting company for a long time now. I think this is your 16th season.
Yeah, sounds about right, yeah.
You've played a vast array of roles, everything from Shylock to Sherlock Holmes. You were recently in One Man, Two Governors as an old guy waiter who had a hard time staying on his feet. I think you've had fun with so many of these roles, but I wonder, have you ever been in a production of Cyrano?
No, this is my first.
Uh-huh. So how does this role measure up to others that you've played? It's a big role, the central character and almost always on stage.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest role that I've played. It's Hamlet, Lear in scope as far as just line load, if nothing else. But it's been a dream role of mine for a long time. I fell in love with this play and this character many years ago and have been pushing Brian for years to, hey, why don't we do Cyrano?
That's Brian Phillips, who is the artistic director at Cincinnati Shakespeare, who's been there just about as long as you have, I believe.
We came in the same year. Yeah.
So you've been pestering him for quite a while about it.
I have. It finally caved. Yeah.
Other than its size, does the role present some challenges to you as an actor?
Yeah. On a personal level, I think it's part of what draws me to the character. I think we're very similar in many ways in that. And sort of the snide, sarcastic side of him, that's something that I can tap into very easily, I'm sure shockingly to people. But just like him, he's uncomfortable with vulnerability. Vulnerability is one of the harder things for me on stage to open up. And he does have those moments where finally, under the guise of Christian, he's able to let his walls down and express all these vulnerable, true emotions. And it's outside my comfort zone. So it's been a great challenge and exciting.
We should note that you do have to be, we'll call it nasally augmented for the role. Does that present any challenges in terms of the speaking of the role, and does it get in your way?
Not so much for the speaking. It is something that, as we're still kind of playing with, figuring out the best way to keep it on there. It's this beautiful prosthetic nose that they created, especially for me. Stormy Mack, who works in our costume shop, has taken point on that, and they made a mold of my face and all that and created this specially. But you tend to sweat a lot through that show, and that spirit gum starts slipping. We're working on it.
Hold on to it, please.
Yes.
That's comedy we don't need to add to this show.
Agreed.
Rostand's play dates back from 1897 and was written in French. The version that you're using here is one that was translated by British writer Anthony Burgess. For people may know his name as the guy who wrote the novel A Clockwork Orange, which is totally unlike Cyrano de Bergerac. But it was written right around the same time, I think, that he did this translation. The novel and this both happened around 1970. He uses very much the style that Rostand used. It is rhyming verse throughout. Since you do a lot of Shakespeare, I presume that speaking in verse is not a tremendous challenge, but how does this translation feel when you're working with it?
It was very interesting to work with. And there have been many sort of incarnations of his translation he talks about in the introduction. He's kind of kept going back to it and refining and refining. It's a little more free and loose with the verse than Shakespeare is. So the structure, the rhyme scheme keeps sort of shifting. Sometimes it's those couplets. Sometimes it's in a sonnet form. Sometimes, you know, it goes from 10 beats to 12 beats. So that can be a little jarring, especially I think if you are very used to, have been a decade and a half doing this very particular rhythm with Shakespeare. So finding Burgess's, but it's also been great. I do sort of love how sort of free and loose with the verse it is, and it's able to shift from when it's more comedic and those couplets are really popping and it's fun, to more serious or more romantic moments where it's able to let go of some of that and go into more sort of a free verse.
Your co-stars in the production are Caitlin McQuethy, who is a newish member of the company, who is playing Roxanne, and then Grant Midzgodsky, who is a newcomer to your stage. I understand a guest artist who will be playing Christian.
Yes.
And how's that been working with them on this?
It's been fantastic. Kate is great, and yeah, she's been with us for a few seasons now, and she's just a wonderful, incredibly generous partner. And was very excited, as they talk about in the text, Roxanne is very notably blonde, and so has had to go blonde for this production. she was very excited about that. And Grant, yeah, this is his first production with us, and he's just been absolutely wonderful. Yeah. Has come in, and it's been such a joy to work with.
The show requires a pretty large cast, and there's a lot of swordplay and fighting and things like that. I presume you have a fight choreographer.
We do, yeah. It was Gina Ceramelli.
Okay, who has an ancient history with your organization. I mean, she was one of your very earliest performers.
Yes.
I remember her from probably 21 years ago.
Yeah.
I know she does a lot of fight choreography, but there are a lot of scenes where it's not just you dueling with someone. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of action going on.
They go to war in Act 4, and a lot of the action, just like with Shakespeare, there's a lot that happens off stage. But the stuff that happens on stage, yeah, it's part of that Three Musketeers swashbuckling tradition, and you want that fun, those flashing blades.
Well, you'll find witty dialogue, a big dollop of unrequited love, and some serious swashbuckling on stage at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, where Cyrano de Bergerac continues. For more information about the show and the company, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Jeremy Dubin, who's been playing the title role in Cyrano de Bergerac. Thanks for coming by for this conversation, Jeremy.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I drown an eye unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moaneth the expense of many a vanished sight. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of forebemoaned moan, which I knew pay as if not paid before. But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored, and sorrows end.